The Hidden Video Game by Margot May, based on a true story. Everything which inviteth to do good and to persuade to believe in Christ is sent forth by the power and gift of Christ. Moroni chapter 7, verse 16. The word winner flashed across the TV screen. Ava had lost. Again. Ava frowned at her brother Skylar and hit the start button on her video game controller.
Let's play that again.
The game quickly started a new level. This time, they were in an abandoned warehouse. Bad guys would be hiding everywhere. Ava shivered with delight and gripped her controller tightly. But Skylar set his controller down.
I'm done playing.
Ava tried to hand his controller back.
You're just saying that because you won. Come on, one more level?
Skylar shook his head.
I don't think we should play it anymore.
Ava watched Skylar pull the game from the console. Her mouth dropped open in shock.
Ever?
Skylar shrugged.
It doesn't make me feel good when I play it.
But Mom and Dad said it's okay, and we've been playing it forever.
I think we should get rid of it so we don't play it again.
Ava grabbed the game from him.
You can't decide for the rest of us. It has to be fair.
She turned to the couch where their little sister Betsy sat watching.
Betsy, what do you think? It's kind of scary.
Ava couldn't believe Betsy was choosing Skylar's side. Skylar gently took the game from her hand.
Okay, I'll just hide it for a while. We have lots of good games to play instead. Maybe we won't even miss it.
Ava just glared and watched him put the game into his pocket. The next day, Ava went to the family room to play the game. Then she remembered Skylar had hidden it.
I'll just find it then,
Ava thought. She checked under Skylar's bed. She checked between the couch and cushions. She even checked the chicken coop. But weeks went by, and the game was still missing. Skylar had hidden it really well. Some days, Ava completely forgot about the game. One afternoon, it was Ava's turn to do laundry. She opened Skylar's dresser drawer and started putting his clothes away. Something poked out at the back of a drawer. It didn't look like clothes. Ava slowly pulled it out. It was the game! It had been here the whole time. Ava grinned. She couldn't wait to play it again. She was sure Skylar would play it too once he remembered how fun it was. Except, it was a little scary, like Betsy had said. Suddenly, Ava wasn't so sure. It was more violent than their other games, even if Mom and Dad hadn't noticed. Skylar said it didn't make him feel good. Ava thought about it. Maybe he was right. Sometimes, after playing the game, she would argue with Betsy more or be angry at Skylar for winning. She hadn't felt good either. She just hadn't noticed until now. Ava put the game back in the drawer and set a stack of shirts on top.
Ava!
Skylar called. He leaned into the room, smiling.
Dad says we can't beat him at basketball. Want to prove him wrong?
Ava glanced down at the drawer. She thought a moment. The video game was fun, but it didn't make her or her siblings feel good. Ava smiled.
Yeah,
she said. She closed the drawer, and the two raced out of the bedroom, leaving the game behind.
Sidebar. I checked out a library book that I had a feeling I shouldn't read. I started reading anyway, and soon the main character took the Lord's name in vain. I decided I would stop reading. I was sad I wouldn't get to the end of the book, but I had a good feeling that I was doing the right thing. Miranda J., age 9, Oklahoma, USA.
End of the story, The Hidden Video Game. Read by Charlene Stewart, Margot Patello, Ethan Nelson, Maya Reinwand, and Amelie Strongen.